At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Today, I want to speak to you about a powerful truth that can transform our lives. The importance of fixing our gaze upon God rather than allowing our problems to consume us. In the midst of life's challenges, it's easy to become overwhelmed, discouraged, and even paralyzed by the weight of our problems. But I want to remind you today that we serve a God who is greater than any problem we could ever face. He is our refuge, our strength, and our ever-present help in times of trouble. Too often, we allow our problems to dictate our focus, consuming our thoughts, and draining our energy. We become so fixated on the obstacles in front of us that we lose sight of the one who holds the solution. But God is calling us to shift our perspective, to lift our eyes from our problems and fix them firmly upon Him. In the book of Psalms, David writes, "I lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth." David understood the importance of fixing his gaze upon God, even in the midst of adversity. Instead of allowing his problems to overwhelm him, he chose to trust in the God who is able to do immeasurably more than we could ever ask or imagine. So how do we fix our gaze upon God in the midst of our problems? It begins with a conscious decision to shift our focus. Instead of dwelling on our problems, we must intentionally turn our thoughts toward God and His promises. We must remind ourselves of His faithfulness, His goodness, and His unfailing love for us. One powerful way to do this is through prayer and worship. When we come before God in prayer, pouring out our hearts and laying our burdens at His feet, we invite His presence into our circumstances. And when we lift our voices in worship, declaring His goodness and proclaiming His victory, we are reminded of His sovereignty over every situation. Another key aspect of fixing our gaze upon God is immersing ourselves in His Word. The Bible is filled with promises that speak directly to our struggles and offer hope and encouragement in the midst of adversity. When we meditate on Scripture and allow its truth to penetrate our hearts, we are reminded of God's faithfulness and His power to overcome any obstacle. But fixing our gaze upon God is not just a one-time decision. It's a daily discipline. We must continually choose to redirect our focus away from our problems and toward the one who is able to turn our mourning into dancing and our despair into hope. I want to encourage you today, dear friends, to fix your gaze upon God, no matter what challenges you may be facing. Remember that He is with you always, and He will never leave you nor forsake you. As you fix your eyes upon Him, may you experience His peace that surpasses all understanding and His joy that fills your heart to overflowing. My dear brothers and sisters, as we continue to fix our gaze upon God, let us also remember that He is not only the solution to our problems, but also our source of strength and courage. In the Bible, we read countless stories of ordinary men and women who faced insurmountable obstacles with unwavering faith in God. They knew that their strength came not from their own abilities, but from the power of the Almighty God, who was with them. One such example is found in the story of Joshua. When Joshua was appointed as the leader of the Israelites after the death of Moses, he faced the daunting task of leading the people into the Promised Land, a land inhabited by powerful nations and fortified cities. But God spoke to Joshua and said, "Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." Joshua 1:9. Joshua's strength and courage did not come from his own bravery or military prowess, but from his unwavering faith in God's promises. He fixed his gaze upon God and trusted him to lead the way, even in the face of seemingly impossible odds. And as a result, God was faithful to fulfill his promises, leading the Israelites to victory and fulfilling his covenant with them. Similarly, we are called to be strong and courageous in the midst of our own challenges, knowing that God is with us. Wherever we go, we may face giants in our lives, whether they be financial struggles, health problems, relationship issues, or any other obstacle. But we can take heart knowing that the battle belongs to the Lord. But being strong and courageous doesn't mean that we won't experience fear or doubt. Even Joshua, a mighty warrior and faithful servant of God, faced moments of uncertainty. But in those moments, he chose to fix his gaze upon God and trust in his promises. Likewise, when we encounter fear and doubt in our own lives, we can choose to fix our gaze upon God and his promises. We can remind ourselves of his faithfulness in the past and his promises for the future. And we can take comfort in knowing that the same God who was with Joshua is with us today, ready to strengthen and empower us to face whatever challenges may come our way. So let us be strong and courageous, dear friends, fixing our gaze upon the God who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. And as we do, may we experience his power at work within us, enabling us to overcome every obstacle and walk in victory. My beloved congregation, as we continue this message, it's essential to recognize that our focus on him isn't merely about seeking solutions to our problems, but also about cultivating a deeper relationship with him. God desires to walk with us through every season of life, not just to fix our circumstances, but to transform our hearts. When we fix our gaze upon God, we position ourselves to experience his presence in a profound way. In the hustle and bustle of life, it's easy to get caught up in the noise and distractions around us. But when we intentionally turn our attention to God, we open our hearts to his peace, his joy, and his love. Psalm 16:11 says, "You make known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand." In God's presence, there is fullness of joy, and he invites us to dwell there continually. When we fix our gaze upon him, we find refuge from the storms of life, and we discover a peace that surpasses all understanding. Furthermore, fixing our gaze upon God allows us to align our hearts with his will and purposes. We gain his perspective on our situations, enabling us to trust in his wisdom and sovereignty, even when we don't understand his ways. Moreover, fixing our gaze upon God fosters a spirit of gratitude within us. When we focus on our problems, it's easy to become discontent and grumble about our circumstances. But when we fix our gaze upon God, we are reminded of his countless blessings and his faithfulness in our lives. We are filled with gratitude for his provision, his protection, and his grace, even in the midst of adversity. Beloved friends, fixing our gaze upon God is not just about seeking solutions to our problems, but about seeking His presence, His will, and His blessings in our lives. It's about cultivating a deeper relationship with the One who loves us unconditionally and who is able to do immeasurably more than we could ever ask or imagine. So I encourage you, dear friends, to fix your gaze upon God today and every day. My dear brothers and sisters, let us also remember the power of faith in overcoming our problems. Faith is the key that unlocks the door to God's provision and breakthrough in our lives. When we fix our gaze upon God with unwavering faith, mountains are moved, chains are broken, and miracles happen. Jesus spoke about the power of faith in Matthew 17, 20, when he said, "Truly I tell you, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, 'Move from here to there,' and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you." This passage reminds us that even a tiny amount of faith can produce incredible results when placed in the hands of our Almighty God. Fixing our gaze upon God with faith requires us to let go of doubt and fear and to trust wholeheartedly in His promises. It means believing that God is who He says He is and that He will do what He says He will do. It means standing firm on His word, even when circumstances seem bleak, knowing that His word never returns void, but accomplishes what He desires. Abraham is a powerful example of someone who fixed his gaze upon God with unwavering faith. Against all odds, Abraham believed God's promise that he would become the father of many nations. Even though he and his wife Sarah were well past childbearing age, Romans 4:20-21 tells us, he did not waver through unbelief regarding the promise of God, but was strengthened in his faith and gave glory to God, being fully persuaded that God had power to do what he had promised. Like Abraham, we are called to fix our gaze upon God with unwavering faith, trusting in His promises and His power to bring them to fulfillment in our lives. No matter how insurmountable our problems may seem, we can take heart knowing that nothing is impossible for our God. Beloved friends, it's important to acknowledge that our journey may be marked by challenges, setbacks, and moments of doubt. However, even in the midst of our struggles, God remains faithful, and His grace is more than sufficient to sustain us through every trial. The Apostle Paul experienced his fair share of difficulties, yet he testified to the sufficiency of God's grace in his life. In 2 Corinthians 12:9, Paul writes, "But he said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me.'" Paul understood that fixing his gaze upon God and trusting in His grace was the key to persevering through adversity. He recognized that in his moments of weakness, God's strength was made perfect and His power was displayed most prominently. And so, Paul embraced his weaknesses, knowing that they were an opportunity for God's grace to shine forth. Similarly, we are called to fix our gaze upon God and rely on His grace to carry us through every trial and tribulation. When we face challenges, we can take comfort in knowing that God's grace is sufficient to sustain us. His power is made perfect in our weakness, and His strength is available to us in abundance. Fixing our gaze upon God's grace also requires us to extend that same grace to others. Just as we have been freely given grace, so too are we called to extend grace to those around us. In Colossians 3:13, we are instructed to bear with each other and forgive one another. If any of you has a grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord forgave you. When we fix our gaze upon God's grace, we are transformed into vessels of His love and mercy, reaching out to those in need and offering compassion and forgiveness to all. our lives become a reflection of His grace, drawing others into relationship with Him. My dear brothers and sisters, let us also remember the importance of perseverance and endurance in the face of adversity. The road of faith is not always easy, and there will be times when we are tempted to falter or give up. But it is during these times that our faith is tested and our character is refined. James 1:2, 4 reminds us, "Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work, so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything." In other words, trials are not meant to defeat us, but to develop us, strengthening our faith and character as we endure. Fixing our gaze upon God enables us to persevere through trials with hope and confidence. When we focus on His promises and His faithfulness, we find the strength to press on, knowing that He is with us every step of the way. As we fix our gaze upon God, we are reminded that our present sufferings are temporary and that God is working all things together for our good. Romans 8:28. Furthermore, fixing our gaze upon God empowers us to run the race of faith with endurance. Hebrews 12:1-2 encourages us to run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. For the joy set before Him, He endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Just as Jesus endured the cross for the joy set before Him, so too are we called to endure the trials of life with our eyes fixed on Him. When we fix our gaze upon Jesus, we are reminded of His sacrificial love for us and His victory over sin and death. We are inspired to keep pressing forward, knowing that our ultimate reward awaits us in heaven. So I encourage you today, dear friends, to fix your gaze upon God and run the race of faith with endurance. Persevere through trials with hope and confidence, knowing that God is with you and that He is working all things together for your good. Keep your eyes fixed on Jesus, the author and perfecter of your faith, and let His grace sustain you every step of the way. May God bless you and those around you. Now, let us conclude this message with prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, please hear my prayer as I come before you with a heavy heart. I am facing many challenges in my life, which seem insurmountable at times. I am struggling with financial difficulties, and it feels like I am drowning in debt. I ask that you provide me with the resources and opportunities to overcome these obstacles and to find financial stability. I'm also in need of healing, both physically and emotionally. Please grant me the strength and courage to face my struggles head on and to persevere through the pain. I ask that you guide me towards the right doctors, treatments, and support systems that will aid in my recovery. Finally, I ask for your divine protection. Please shield me from harm and keep me safe from all dangers. Visible and invisible, help me to trust in your love and to have faith that you will see me through these difficult times. Thank you for listening to my prayer. I trust in your infinite wisdom and love, and I know that you will guide me towards the path that is best for me. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.